Live.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. You get interactive with us, and we'll talk to you about anything. It's the Monday night edition of the program, and that means it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And literally anything goes on this show. And we're serious about that, whether it be a political issue or something of a personal nature. We'll take your calls. Again, toll free, 1-800-259-9231. And don't forget, you can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com.
You can go there and check out the live streaming. We have the show Monday through Friday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. And then on Saturday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Streamed in either broadband or dial-up size streams.
Yes, indeed. And like everything else at Free Talk Live, it's absolutely free. And don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org. Now, you can also get in touch with us on this show via email, and while we will definitely read your emails off the air, there's no guarantee we're going to read them on the air. And I actually had a pretty good email about copyright, because we were talking about intellectual property last week. And this one brings up, and I'm against intellectual property on principle.
Okay.
I haven't actually come to the understanding of how we could get rid of it and how it, you know, society would function without it. I'm just against it because it's government granting somebody a monopoly privilege on an idea, and I just think that by force, and I think that that's a bad thing. Again, I'm not totally convinced one way or the other necessarily. I'm doing it on principle.
Well, okay. if we didn't have copyright law, everything would be thrown into chaos.
It would be chaos.
Well, now here's an example.
And my point on that is that ownership of property is a monopoly privilege. That's the truth, and it's guarded by the government by force.
Well, okay, we're not going to get into this right away. We're not going to talk about the difference between hard property, like physical property, and idea concept property, okay?
Right.
This has to do with idea property, I think more so than anything else. This email, it's from Zoe. She says, I assume it's a she. She says, "Hi guys, we listen to you every day over the internet from Australia. I thought I would share it." Now, why is that funny?
It's just interesting that how many different places that they listen to us.
Yes. Hey, we had a couple of listeners from Australia back when I was running an internet radio station. We had a lot of people from Australia, surprisingly.
There's a lot of people in Australia.
They're English-speaking, so, I mean.
Anyway, she says, "I thought I would share with you my thoughts on this copyright issue in regards to website design. I recently found a website design firm that had copied my entire site."
Really?
"The competing web design firm was situated in my own city. They had copied my code right down to leaving my copyright information in the metadata," meaning they literally ripped her whole site off and changed a few pieces of it. "The main reason I was upset about this is that they had copied my page titles, keywords, description, the heading formats, etc. throughout their site.
Search ranks.
Only changing my business name to theirs. The reason this upset me is because I spent months positioning myself on Google within the top two positions for the search phrase Brisbane web design, and thus, if Google picked up their website using my hard work, I could possibly lose sales because of this. And of course, on top of that, they had the same design structure as my site, changing colors in the main image, so if people visited both sites by some chance, this could lower my credibility. So, do you think it's fair for them to do this? Do they have a right to take my hard work and replicate it for their own profit? Look forward to your response."
What do you think, Ian? That woman and all that hard work, but it's just an idea. She shouldn't be granted anything for it.
That is it was a really good email.
Yeah.
And I am
as a web designer. That's funny because you know I advocated against property rights intellectual property rights pretty strongly.
It's just ones
I'm a web designer,
and zeros,
so.
Though, right? It's just ones and zeros. They didn't steal anything.
Mm.
All she's got there, ones and zeros in sequential order. You know what? I think those guys in Brisbane, the ones that stole it, her two brothers ought to be able to go over there and kick the crap out of them. That's what I think should be able to happen.
Actually, you know what? No.
They're thieves.
Nope. You know what? I'm going back to my original argument.
Okay, go
and,
for it.
And
man.
I'm going to reiterate my
make
original argument.
Make a jackass
argument.
Out of yourself. Okay? Jump on it.
Okay. You think I'm... guess what? I'm going to make a jackass out of you right now. Watch this. Okay, what was my original argument? My original argument had absolutely nothing to do with the fact that the idea, sure, if they were using that website and they weren't going to make money off of it, but guess what? They're making money. They're a web design. So what they're doing is stealing. They're stealing all profits, the profits that are being made from this website. If that had just been some personal person's website and they had copied it to make it into their blog or something like that, I guarantee you this company wouldn't have such an issue. But the fact is that they opened up a web design company with all the same stuff, competing. The competition is literally, they are stealing money. So no, intellectual property, it's not the intellectual property that's the problem. It's the fact, it's the money that's being stolen.
Well, here's where I'm, I guess, confused. While I feel sorry for Zoe, that this is happening to her, I wonder, you know, at what point does it stop being theft? I mean, if I steal the concept of having a three-column website from somebody else, which is like how most sites are, it's how freetalklive.com is, I mean, at what point can you say that it's actually theft? If, as long as, you know, the paragraphs are formatted in the exact same way, that all the details behind the page are exactly the same, you know, if I go in and steal somebody's entire website and modify it just enough so that it's not immediately recognizable, is that theft too?
See, I guarantee you, if somebody had gone up to Zoe and said, wow, I really like your website design, and I'd like to copy it. I'm not going to use it. I'm not making any money with this site or anything like that. I really wanted to borrow from your design for my own site. That she probably would have been like, oh, yeah, you know, and been really flattered. But the fact is,
why would she be that? She's a web design company.
So?
She makes money from doing that.
So? If somebody says that they really like the design and they're going to buy, I mean, not unless
if somebody asked me about one of my radio commercials that I designed and they said, oh, I really like that, I'm just going to, you know, I guess if you weren't going to use it for money, I wouldn't really care if you didn't want to have it at your house.
See? That's, yeah, exactly. See, that's my point. If you aren't using it for money, then there's no stealing going on. There's no stealing occurring place. If there's the only thing that's when the real problem with all these property rights violations is because what's being taken is money, not the property. Nobody cares about the property. Well, nobody cares about the ideas. It's the money that's people care about.
Ian's not even sure that he cares about money, like period, intellectual property.
Well, Ian's got some interesting views sometimes.
Well, I'm just trying to justify my position. That's all. I haven't actually come on board fully. I just have the position, right. And now I'm like scraping to try and justify.
I've never seen you work with an idea this long. You've been doing it for a year now.
I think I'm pretty firm where I've hunkered down in my position now.
Well,
I'm glad that I was able to come back to it again after being challenged like this. That I was able to think.
So what
again
should
that,
happen
oh,
to the
money.
Competing?
You
know, what should happen to the competing web firm?
Stealing.
It's stealing. They should get their ass handed to them in court.
So as long as they don't steal everything, like if they just stole enough to be able to change the design a little bit and make it look different, then it wouldn't necessarily be stealing. This, I guess, this is my one issue: is, you know, at what degree does it become theft? Because in the World Wide Web universe,
right,
people borrow ideas all
constantly
the time.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, if it weren't for the ability to borrow ideas, everybody would have to code everything from scratch,
right,
and it would take forever to get anything done. So this particular web company decided to borrow her ideas in order to reduce their startup costs, obviously allowing her to go first, which she feels hurt by that. But
I think the legal terminology would be so that a person of a reasonable individual of, you know, what is it? What do they say? Of like mind or sound mind could not confuse the two websites.
I see. Well, I think that, you know, even if they do have a almost identical website, fact is the best web designer is probably going to win out in the end. I would hope. I mean, if she's better than they are, then she'll get more business. 1-800-259-9231. Toll free 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
We'll be right back. We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Why do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices. With Mother's Day and Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today. That is DiscountWatchStore.com/radio. Or call toll free 866-371-2330. That's 866-371-2330.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. And start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Herb and Spice products today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the show and bring up anything that's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, you can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We got the bulletin board system there with thousands of posts, hundreds of people interacting there on a daily basis, approaching the 400 mark, and I think we're well over 12,000 posts.
It's a very busy place.
It really is. So go to freetalklive.com. It's absolutely free, of course, for you to check that out as well. We're talking about intellectual property rights, copyright, and what brought this back up, we touched on it last week as well, but what brought it back up was an excellent email from Zoe in Australia, who has a web design company, apparently, and she's in the Brisbane area. And she has spent, as she describes it, she spent months positioning herself on Google's search to where if you type in Brisbane web design, you'll get her website. Should be one of the top two choices if that comes up. Now, what she's saying is that her competitor has decided to completely steal her entire website. And, like, instead of it being Zoe's web design, they've changed it to Manwich's web design. Not that you would do something like this, Manwich. But they've changed, like, one or two words, basically, on the website, changed one image, and basically have the exact same website design. And so, since I was advocating the abolition of intellectual property law, she's asking if I think it's fair for them to do this. And I would say, absolutely, it is not fair for them to do this. And I'm starting to lean back towards your position, Manwich. During the break, you mentioned that... during the break, you said something like, about, in regards to intellectual property, you said that that government is there to protect property rights.
That's what it's for.
Like, if we're going
on
to
a
have
local, on a local level, the executive branch of the government is there to protect...
Okay, I gotta step in. I'm sorry. The government's job is not to protect people's thoughts. It's not. It's just not. What's being stolen here is money. Intellectual property is a fictional. It's a fictional idea.
Then what about Zoe's?
What's being stolen in this case is Zoe's profits, not her ideas.
Her potential profits.
Her potential profits
and potential customers.
Right. But it's money.
Well, okay, now potential profits means then that somebody who takes my song off of the internet that I didn't ask them, that I didn't authorize them to take, I could argue that, in fact, they're stealing my potential profits because they will now not buy my CD.
Well, that's an argument that's just not backed up by by any facts. I mean, there's plenty of people that download music on the internet and buy the CDs. They use it as a sampling mechanism
difference there...
It doesn't matter if you agree, just if a court of law agrees.
The bigger difference there also is that in this case, an actual design, you know, this design has been duplicated, right? So the product has been duplicated by a business with the specific intention of making profit from that design. So, for example, if I copied your song with the specific intention of reselling that song, it's very different than someone who just, you know, copies that song with the intention of using it for themselves.
I don't understand that. I understand that there's a difference.
In other words, a company with the intention of making money is totally different than a person who has no intention of using this item to create wealth.
I agree that from a practical sense, the world is changing, and you're not going to be able to hold on to movies and music and all those things without incarcerating the planet. Now, I understand that. I
got an article about that coming up, by the way.
But what I'm saying is in fact, it seems to me... like it's stealing. It rings of stealing to me.
The thing is that and it doesn't to me unless there is intention to create profit.
It's because you're just so old-fashioned, Manwich. That's what it is.
It's the intention to create wealth that distinguishes between the thief and the non-thief.
Well, and I think a great point against... I mean, if we're going into the music argument, a great point against what you're saying, Manwich, is all the musicians that are for file sharing. All the musicians that have no problem whatsoever with people sharing their music.
All the musicians who have accepted their lot and understand that, that the file sharing is going to happen. It's going to happen. I understand that. I accept
that.
And
they understand, not only do they understand that it's going to happen, but they also understand that it helps them. That could be a boon to their ticket sales at their concerts. It could help get their music to people in other countries the world that would never have a chance to listen to what
that's
they have.
I think that's the other major difference is because, you know, again, it falls back into my argument about this being wealth and there being money involved in that the biggest difference in belief between yourself and myself, I guess, on this whole copyright issue is that as far as, especially music, since we'll talk about MP3s.
Well, they are the most shared forms,
exactly.
So that's why they tend to fall that
music
way.
Music and then porn.
I say the biggest issue...
I said we'll talk about it, and then I never got to say what I wanted to say. what I was trying to say is that as far as music goes, you see value. You see each MP3 downloaded as something that is... You know, basically, that person is like... It's almost like there's a tree of dollars, and that person just reached up and took a dollar off, right? I mean, there's a value that there. They just took from, you know, there's this flow of money that's going through the internet, and somebody just reached in there, you know, into the penny jar and took some out. Now, let's see, when I look at somebody downloading MP3s, I see them as actually creating value for the artist, because that artist is getting their music played to a larger audience. So I don't see downloading music, that's the real major difference, is that I don't see that person as, you know, causing anyone to lose money or anything like that. In fact, I see that as that person is creating value, especially for smaller and independent bands.
Certainly bands have figured out a way to market themselves through the internet and by, you know, getting their music out there via MP3. I just think that's a choice that should be left up to the musician. And we've talked about music here. Musicians get a very small amount of money from each song.
This is also, an example of how the music industry is changing. I mean, the artists are modifying the way they do business to their benefit. They're cutting out the middleman, and that's why the Recording Industry Association and the other groups are freaking out over this, basically. I mean, they are feeling the pinch of death here, basically, for their organizations. Now, it's not going to be anytime soon, because there's plenty of people with CD players, there's plenty of people that still buy cassette tapes, as far as I know.
Really?
At least they were as of 7 years ago. I'm sure there's still some people that are stuck in that rut.
A little while.
Yeah, that's a world of difference.
When I thought everyone was buying CDs, there were 50% of the people were still buying tapes. So, when we kind of look on the internet and see all these people trading music, you kind of get the feeling that, well, everybody must be doing it. No. I think a minority of people are trading music over the internet.
Yeah.
And more and more of the irony, of course, is that more and more people are beginning to get onto file sharing services simply because the Recording Industry Association of America is drawing attention to it by filing lawsuits.
These services like Napster and iTunes and whatnot, iTunes in particular, it's $1 billion a year industry.
I mean, the ones with the pay?
Oh my god.
Where you pay like 99 cents
look
a song
up,
or whatever?
Just look up like revenue and iTunes. Just do a search.
Is that what you pay, 99 cents a song?
Yeah, something like that.
It's packaged great. I mean, they do a great job of packaging it on the internet, and you can just burn it in. I mean, it still has some of the difficulties of the CDs, that they get, you know, they're not so good after a year. But,
What do you mean?
What, the burned CDs?
The burned CDs, like, they deteriorate after
really?
Like 4 years.
Yes.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
So it depends on if you buy cheap media.
I see.
There's another option, though. Besides the 99 cents a song, Napster actually has a thing for $15. You can actually just keep refilling your MP3 player, and the MP3s expire after 30 days.
Interesting. Well, and another reason why this just needs to stop is because these organizations are threatening, and in this case that we'll tell you about coming up, suing their listeners. People listening to music. 400 students are being sued by the Recording Industry of Association of America. That's coming up. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. X's and O's from your sweetheart's nice, but a TSB from your car manufacturer's a gift that keeps on giving. Now, don't look up TSB in the dictionary, because when I come back, I'll spell it out. This is Bobby Likas with some investment advice. Reduce cost and risk while protecting major investments, like the one you're driving right now. Here's the plan. Have your engine, transmission, driveline, power steering, and cooling system cleaned, flushed, and conditioned with BG products and professional services. I mentioned reducing risk. BG services include a 150,000-mile, 7-year protection plan free. Some restrictions apply, so get the facts at bgfindashop.com.
bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You may not get hugs and kisses from your new car manufacturer, but a TSB, or Technical Service Bulletin, is the next best thing. TSBs are news flashes of repair information sent to car dealers and repair facilities as manufacturers become aware of commonly experienced problems. Unlike service manuals distributed when new cars come out, TSBs contain fixes for problems discovered after cars have been on the road for a while. So where's the sugar in that deal? Most repairs prescribed by TSBs are at no charge to owners. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. You take control of the show and bring up anything that's on your mind, whether it be a political issue or even a personal problem. Anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And join us online at freetalklive.com. Grab yourself the sign up for the updates. It takes you maybe a minute or two, and then from that point on, we'll send you out an update whenever there's something new to announce about the show, whether it be a new member of the Shrine or a new affiliate that we need to announce. It'll come straight to your email box, so go to freetalklive.com. We're talking about intellectual property. We're talking about sharing files over the Internet. People are apparently now getting sued about this. According to the Associated Press, the super-fast Internet 2 network that connects universities researching the next generation Internet...
Internet 2, the sequel!
Is also apparently popular among college students who download pirated music and movies.
I just want to give you guys an idea of here about Internet 2. The Internet 2, as far as its speed goes... With the Internet 2, you could download the quantity of an entire song in about 20 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
You could download the an entire movie that has been encoded to the Internet in about 4 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, according to this, they transferred The Matrix in 30 seconds.
There you go.
Over their network. Entertainment Group said Tuesday they intend to sue hundreds of students accused of illegally distributing copyrighted songs and films across college campuses using the private research network, which boasts speeds hundreds of times faster than the existing Internet. Internet 2.
Yes, nobody told those kids about the that they could. The Internet 2 was not nearly as private as the Internet.
Well, yeah, right. That's what Johnson was telling us during the break, that this upcoming Internet technology is apparently a lot
IP
more,
version 6 is what it's called.
A lot Gary. More open, if you will,
yeah.
To detection and that sort of thing. Now, I would think that there's actually a lot of Internet privacy groups out there, electronics privacy groups. Aren't they lobbying for more privacy with
the
Internet?
Oh, yeah, the EFF, Electronic Frontier Foundation, is talking about, you know, they talk about this. Many, many, many different groups.
Well, now, with the way things are, why can't somebody build some kind of cloaking device for your Internet 2 hookup system thing?
Because of the way it works. I mean, yeah, you're going to get into really into technical stuff if you want to. I mean,
but has this been finalized?
Can I drop a plug? Because there are a couple shows that plug us every once in a while.
Yeah.
You know, there are a couple of podcasts that I listen to. There are only a couple of good podcasts that I will actually really listen to. One of them, and he has plugged us, and I love his show, so I just have to say, Mike at Red Bar Radio, great show.
He does a great job.
Very entertaining, very well-produced podcast. Actually, I shouldn't say that because he doesn't want to call himself that.
Oh, yeah, right.
He doesn't want to use the term.
Very well-produced talk radio show.
Well, no, yeah, he was on long before podcasts, just like we were.
Right,
I mean, we're
exactly.
Not a podcast either.
And then the other show, which
podcast.
Has also been around before podcasting, but the reason why I brought this up is a show called Binary Revolution Radio, and they're a tech show that mm-hmm. talks about this type of stuff all the time, and... You know, it's just if you want to get techie and you want to get into the geekiness of it, then go listen to that show because we'll talk about the politics of it here, but we're not going
to. Well, yeah, we're a general audience show, and so we have to keep things simple. But I guess my question is has this new Internet 2 been finalized, or is it still in the testing phases as far as, you know, how it's going to work? Is it possible that there could be some privacy measures instilled in it at this point?
No, not really. Not the way. I mean, I've read a couple of articles about it, and I'll have to send you some information.
Okay.
Basically, I'll gather some stuff up and send you.
Is it gonna get down to the point where you're not gonna have a choice, right?
Yeah. I mean, if anyone wants to do any research on this, just basically look into IP version 6 or IPv6.
Let me see if I understand this right. I mean, if this takes off, if the universities, you know, tweak this and perfect it, and Comcast picks it up, you know, AOL and all these other companies,
flock to this because of the speed.
Right.
Speed is just unreal.
And the real Internet will be gone. It'll die like a dinosaur.
You're not going to be able to choose, right? You're not going to be able to, like, pick which Internet you want to be on.
There are rumors, and I've read things on Wired, that what will happen is that we're going to start to see competing Internets.
Oh, wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, and so that what will happen is you'll have a kind of a sub-Internet that goes on, and it could be interesting.
Yeah, hey, right on. I'm all for competition. Well, anyway, the Recording Industry Association of America, trade group for the largest labels, record labels, said it will be filing federal lawsuits Wednesday against 405 students at 18 different colleges with access to the Internet 2 network. The Motion Picture Association of America said it will also file an unspecified number of lawsuits against some Internet 2 users. So we know at least 405 kids.
I love suing college students. Isn't that great? I mean, what are they going to do? Are they just going to declare bankruptcy and
right,
then you're not going to get any money?
They're already in debt. Most college students are already in debt via student loans. What are you going to do to these kids?
It's hilarious. It's just the record and, you know, industry going...
Yeah, they're flexing their muscle, basically.
Well,
what we can do.
You know, just doing nothing.
And it's not really helping them. It's not making them look good.
No,
that's
not
for sure.
And it's not stopping file sharing in any way. In fact, they brought more attention to file sharing every time they do this.
Right, that's kind of the bitter irony of all this. You're right. They're out there going and huffing and puffing over file sharing, and every time.
Wow, there is all this music out there.
Right.
Internet 2?
That's all
I gotta get me on that so I can get me more music.
Well...
That's how I heard about file sharing was that I heard about one of these lawsuits.
Right. It's made front page news in newspapers. I mean, if it wasn't for it actually being such big news, and if they would just keep their mouths shut and leave these people alone, really, if they would have never touched any of the Kazaa users or the Napster users or any
Napster,
of them
right.
over time, I mean, we're going so far back. If they never would have even messed with these people, there might be a million or two people worldwide that are file sharing. They're just like the ultra geek, the ultra, you know, tech types that are going to be attracted to it anyway.
The ones that use like shareware now, you know, the folks that use shareware, they would probably be the ones that would be doing the MP3 share.
Shareware. The good old days.
Isn't that the terminology?
Let's go to Zoe in Australia. Zoe, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hi, guys.
Hi, hey, how's it going?
Good.
You're for real. You really are in Australia.
I am.
You changed Ian's mind on this, Zoe. I'm very glad to have gotten your email.
Oh, that's great.
Well,
yeah, I was quite surprised the other day. I just couldn't believe what was going on, and I just thought I had to write an email in. So,
what are you going to do about it? Now, just to recap, Zoe is a web designer in Australia. You found out recently that your competitors in the same town had basically ripped off your entire website design.
Well, I wouldn't say completely. It looks exactly the same, except they changed a few things around and had a new image and all that sort of stuff up there.
Mm-hmm.
But the main problem that I had was that they had all the same metadata, and they even left copyright by Demix Design in their tags of their website. And I just couldn't believe it. And so I actually rang them up and said, what is going on?
Really?
And the guy says, oh, no, I didn't design it and all this sort of stuff. And I said, well, you better go and get it fixed. And he goes, oh, can I just change a couple of things because I just can't afford to go and have it all redesigned.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, that's not my problem.
Right.
No, it doesn't sound like your problem.
But, no, you know, you should have said it. You should have said, well, you know, if you would like to pay me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll redesign it for you.
web design by Zoe's Web Design.
That's it. They changed a few things around and... I'm happier now, but I'm just going to leave it for the moment. But I just couldn't believe it, so I was quite upset. It actually came through to me through a search engine optimization company.
Hmm.
And they
hang on for a moment. I want to ask you what you're going to be able to do. Like, if they don't change it, what you could possibly do over there in Australia about this. Hang on, Zoe. 1-800-259-9231. Of course, I don't know what international fees you
pay. Right,
so
yeah.
Maybe you can hang on, Zoe. Otherwise, we really appreciate your call. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Not going to tell you about the website at freetalklive.com right now because we got an international phone call on hold. And not only that, it's a lady. Let's go back to Zoe in Australia. Zoe, you're back on Free Talk Live. Am I pronouncing it correctly, Zoe?
Yes, you are.
Okay, excellent. So what we were talking about is your internet. You design websites for a living.
Yes, I do.
And you have a website that obviously is advertising your internet services that you offer. And your competitor decided to go ahead and rip off almost the entire website, made a few minor changes, but left evidence, if you will, that he took it from you. And mm-hmm. you called him up and said he needs to change it. Now, he said that he was going to?
He did, and he has made a few changes. He's obviously removed anything indicating to my business name. He switched a few items around and all that sort of stuff. At the moment,
are you satisfied?
Has he removed all the SEO information, the search engine optimization stuff, though?
Yes, he has. But it's still got a very similar structure to what
right.
I have mindset as.
Is it to the point at which you're considering continuing action against him, or is it?
Well, I've made a copy of his whole website as proof of mm-hmm. what he'd done, but I'm not. I have to admit, I'm not actually sure what action to take. I've had this happen before.
Well, if you told him, if you did tell him to cease and desist, and he has ceased and desist to a point where you're satisfied, then you're not really going to have much of a case. And I don't know about Australian courts, but
I know one thing's for sure. At least here in America, lawyers are not cheap. And I don't know about there in Australia. I'm sure they're pretty expensive there as well. So, I mean, if it's not... if you don't have huge differences at this point, it probably isn't worth your time to go hire a lawyer to go after the guy.
That's the way I saw it.
Especially,
so that's the reason why I just called and asked him to change it. So,
I think that's the best way you possibly could have handled it, really. I think that was a smart move. Now, Zoe, you've been listening to Free Talk Live for a little while, right?
Yeah, we love it.
Yeah, we? You and who else?
My partner.
Oh, excellent. Now, is your partner a male or a female?
It's definitely a male.
Well, usually that's a giveaway, you know. That's like code for my lesbian lover.
Well, that's probably a difference in language, maybe.
Could be.
He just hasn't married me yet, so that's the problem. That's why.
Tell him to get on the stick.
Yeah. Now, of course, the reason why we're asking is we are looking to recruit you for our Shrine of Female Listeners, Zoe.
I see. I have actually considered sending in a photo.
Now, what has held you back at this point?
I just haven't got around to it, I guess.
Procrastination.
Yeah.
Understood.
The number one thing that holds back our Shrine of Female Listeners. That's
well,
right. Procrastination.
It takes effort to get out the old camera and get out a piece of paper and write down something on it to prove you're a listener to Free Talk Live. But we are definitely looking forward to having your picture sent in. And we'll also give you a link to your web design company.
I want to see both sites, actually.
Okay, I'll actually send you through what their original site is. We do have it on the line.
Okay.
And then I'll send through what they've actually changed it to.
Email that to us just for fun. And then when you send us your validated picture, we'll put a link there to your website so all of our web visitors can hire you.
Well, that would be great.
How's that sound? All right, Zoe. You guys have any other questions for Zoe while we have her on the line?
No, but Jason wants me to tell you that he is Bite Man. The guy he spoke about the other day.
Good to know. If I'm ever in Australia, you know.
Thank you, Zoe. Great call.
Okay,
we really appreciate it. Great hearing from
you.
1-800-259-9231. What does she say about biting men?
No, Bite Man. Her partner, her boyfriend, is Bite Man, who off of the bulletin board.
So I love that accent.
One of our
At first I thought she said he's bi to men, meaning that he was bi with...
Oh.
Never mind.
Well, yeah,
let's go to Brandon. Let's go to Brandon in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Hey man,
what's happening?
How you been?
Oh, I've been pretty good.
Good.
Just the first thing I wanted to say, that was a great segment you guys had on the national debt on Saturday.
Oh, thank you. Glad somebody enjoyed it.
I definitely enjoyed that.
Because we got some trouble over it.
No, we did not get any trouble over it. We had one girl email the show saying she didn't like my voice when I read stuff.
She wanted me to read it, Brandon.
I'm starting to really get used to Ian's voice when he reads. He reads, I like the voices he makes when he makes, when he quotes people.
That was her specific complaint.
Quotation marks voice.
That was hilarious. It's funny that you say that, Brandon, because that was her specific complaint, is that she didn't like the voices that I make.
You can't
please everybody, you know?
Yeah, no, you can't. You can't. And, I just wanted to tell you guys a story.
Okay.
It was Saturday at our a little town hall forum, and we had our state representative come to town, and he was just presenting because the state of Indiana is absolutely in ruin because of 15 years of big government Democrat control.
Mm.
And it's probably, I think it's one of the worst states in the union in the union right now.
Wow.
Overall.
For the record, it'd probably be in ruin if it was 15 years of big government Republicans as well. But
Now we have a big government socialist in there.
Okay.
So everything is going to be okay.
Wait, the representative is the big government socialist?
No, our governor.
Okay.
Our governor. But basically, they're all big government.
Of course.
And we're actually, Indiana's about last in everything. I think we're the fattest state, and we're the poorest state.
The dumbest.
I mean, it's everything. And so we were talking there, and right now... Our state is considering increasing the taxes on cigarettes so they can fund education.
Ah.
And,
good idea. We can't do it. Let's just increase taxes.
So is that what this guy was at? Was that why the rep was there? Was because he was pushing that?
Well, he's, he was just there to, because right now we're going through a big change in government, and it's a pretty big deal. and he just wanted to come and answer questions that people have.
So somebody called him out on the carpet. Maybe it was you. We'll find out more about your story. Hang on, Brandon. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. I love it when you can really hold the bureaucrat's feet to the flames and watch them squirm. Hopefully that's what happened. We'll find out the rest of the details coming up. Your calls as well. Anything goes. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes, your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Attention parents. Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. A new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizedDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizedDC.org.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented Painex 2000 to the public. The Painex 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The Painex 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pain. Increases circulation and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics has literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using five different wavelengths in the Painex 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a Painex 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diamedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog. Toll free 888-972-4699.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free 800-259-9231. That's the number you need to get in touch with us. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so there's still plenty of time for you to get on the phones and join the fun. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com, where we've got archives. Last 6 days of the show, actually, fully described and archived on the front page of the website. There's no membership section that you have to go into to get them. They're right there. In fact, you can even sign up for the podcast. And if you know what you're doing, you can have the show sent to you automatically. Literally, wake up in the morning, go get your cup of coffee, and sit down, and there's Free Talk Live right there on your computer. It's that simple. So go to freetalklive.com. Let's talk to Brandon in Indiana. Brandon, you're in back on Free Talk Live with Ian.
Hello.
Johnson and Manwich.
I'm just trying to think of where I left off.
I'll recap.
Yeah, recap.
Brandon, you were at a town hall meeting in your home state of Indiana. Your local representative for the state. Now,
yeah,
is this
and
the
state senator, now that I remember it.
So these are state-level offices. These aren't the U.S.
Yeah,
representatives.
No, these are definitely states. So you guys probably wouldn't have heard of their names, so
no,
I'm not going to say them.
Unnecessary. So they showed up to promote what? What were they there for?
They were just answering questions and just trying to meet the concerns of the people so they could just... when election time comes around, people...
Do they do that here in the state of Florida? Has anyone ever found that the state representative came to a forum or something like that? I'm sure they do, but I've never been made aware of it. How did you find out about this? Do you go to the town hall things very often, Brandon?
Yeah, I try and go whenever they come, because it's not very often. Hmm. But I went to one about a month ago, and they sent me an invitation to this one.
Wow.
And basically, a local cigarette store owner rose concern. He said, "You guys have been burying your head in the sand for so long." He said, "You're trying to just punish me, and you want to..."
Because they're going to raise cigarette taxes.
They're going to raise cigarette taxes. It'll be $7 per carton extra.
Right. Okay.
That's extra. That's just taxes. And I rose up with the guy. I said, I completely agree. I said, and on that same note, now this is something that's been happening throughout the last month. The state excise police have gone in and confiscated people's cherry masters. Now, these are gambling machines.
Okay.
And see, basically in Indiana, we're the conservative little Indiana state, the heartland of America.
Right.
And anything that the majority deems a sin gets taxed or made or prohibited. That's
okay.
Just the way it works in this state. And
that's
so
the way it works
up
in a lot of states.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I rose up and I had the Constitution right with me. I grabbed it out of my hand, a pocket Constitution, and I put it in my hand and I shoved it right in his face. Well, not right in his face, but I put it up.
Uh-huh.
He was about 10 feet away from me. And I said, "Look, that is a complete violation of the Fifth Amendment." I said, "You cannot go into people's stores and take their property. It's a violation of the Fifth Amendment. No person shall be deprived of property without due process of law."
Hmm.
And he just stood there. He's like, he says, he says, "So should we just let methamphetamine people just run amok?"
He jumped from gambling machines
exactly
to methamphetamine.
That's what made me so mad, and he got me on it because I went right in and I fought for it. And I went in. And I said, "Look, the drug war does more harm than it does any good at all." I said, "Our prisons are overcrowded, and murderers and rapists are getting off on plea bargains."
Yeah,
you'll learn.
And he just says, "That's all I wanted to hear."
Then
you'll learn
you
to keep your eyes on the prize, man.
Yeah,
don't get sucked in.
Now, and you know what? Just
well, at least he made an anti-drug war.
Yeah,
point.
Good. I mean,
the best thing you can do is just shove that Constitution in their face.
Absolutely.
And if you try and change it, just stick with it.
You did a great job, Brandon. And the most important thing is you stood up and you said what you believed in front of others, and that's the most critical thing. Brandon, thanks for the call. Good one as usual. More Free Talk Live on the way. Hour 2 coming up.
If you're tired of...